Hi everybody, you are listening to Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville, and today is Monday, 1st of February, and here in Oroville is 20 degrees Celsius and sunny this morning, with the promise of a pleasant weather with intervals of clouds and sunshine, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 20 to high of 31 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Moon is in first quarter, illuminating 47%. And here this morning we are having Sigrid and Jasmine in studio inviting us to the landing Oroville on Sunday, 7th of February at Unity Pavilion from 4 p.m. onward. Good morning, Sigrid. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, Maria.
Welcome again. And I think it's almost the day, right? 6 days from now on Sunday, 7th of February, right?
Yeah, it's a big day where we invite for a community event on land. Mm-hmm. There'll be information. There'll be the search for people to help with ideas, with practical implementation. Mm-hmm. We have lots of work.
But let's because it's usually it's a new thing all the time. What are we talking about?
Okay, basically this event came to us because when Rakal made this amazing short documentary called Landing Oroville. And so we said, instead of just having a dry launch, let it be a celebration. Let it be an event for the community to really come together around this, what is really a priority for all of us. It's a physical body of Oroville. So it's about the land.
And
it's about
fundraising for the land.
Calling for the funds to come abundantly to secure the land of Oroville. Mm-hmm. It's not about the particular policies about do we exchange, don't we exchange, we want to, and we believe that the funds are there. India is wealthy. There are lots of funds across the world, and we're inviting those funds from every side to help us to build Oroville, to secure its physical body. And so we felt that it's time to just refocus as a community on this priority and to rekindle the faith and the joy around this task.
So everybody is welcome, right?
Everybody's welcome, yes.
Yeah. What have you prepared for today, for that Sunday afternoon?
We will have three amazing short documentaries.
Mm. Yes.
Landing Oroville, then an interview with one of the early pioneers, and then who were very much into the land issue, and a short video on a project on organic rice farming in Irumbai. The rice bowl for Oroville, we should really go for it.
And then probably you will be shortly also presenting Acres for Oroville and the Green Acres, right?
We started with Acre for Oroville because we started the Matrimandir, and we, from there we move out. Also, you know, we have lots of people who donate for Matrimandir, who donate for the land next to Matrimandir. The AVIs came in for the international zone, that is their forte. So naturally, this was the first step, because these are already people into giving. Yeah. For the green belt, we need to reach out as a community and with all the sustainability we have here to people who are into this aspect of Oroville, sustainable living, alternative energy, organic farming. We need to reach out to them for funds.
But if you want to be sustainable, we need the green belt and farms, isn't it?
It's a different group of people who will give, because they will give for project, they will give for this aspect of Oroville.
So they can choose.
I think, yes, they can choose. There is something for everybody that will really speak to people.
Sure.
So, and as a community, of course, we are united on it. As a team, we're united. We're working very closely together. Mm-hmm. We don't make a division, oh, you know, this is for this campaign or that is for that campaign, and I'm not interested, I'm not responsible for that.
No, we are totally together.
We also have had a wonderful growing team, really. Some more people have joined for this occasion, and we've been really surprised how we didn't even know how, but the voice got out, and suddenly we got so much input and people wanting to help and say, oh, but I can give, especially. Something we yet have to see, actually. We just heard that for the art auction, which for us was like a launch of something, it's a starting point, but somehow the voice has gone out, and we just heard that people have given artworks that are really very special. We have to see what it is, and as it stands right now, we think that maybe not everything will be auctioned off and gone on that very day, because some of the works just look too precious and they should be visible to the community for maybe a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So we hope to enlarge it into an exhibition. People mm-hmm. can still make a silent bid, and people can still get the works they want.
So Sunday it's going to be screening of movies. There's going to be some music, right?
Yeah, some music.
And there's going to be Jeremy emceeing all the way through, and it's going to be auction of art towards the land.
Silent auction.
Silent auction.
It's not a big da-da-da-da-da-da thing, but you will have it silently. Because we'll have, you know, the videos are very strong, mm-hmm. and the presentation is very strong, and the auction is amazing. So we don't need them to make a buzz for the auction, you know.
Okay.
A silent auction has a slightly different way of working also, because you place your bid and you don't disclose it, and nobody knows until the bids are opened, and then when one sees who has offered the most. It's also because we feel that it's not about the competitive attitude, you know, how much can I get for how little. It's really here about
donating
coming from the heart, yeah, for the cause.
I know that some art is also big, they are big pieces, and I know that all of them is not going to be there in Unity Pavilion of the day. It would be possible to also auction further onwards on the internet?
Totally.
That is in the plans, yes. Okay. Right now, Reno is not here, so we can't give details, but most definitely that will be. It will be an ongoing and hopefully a growing momentum.
See,
so we're quite excited, because we started with a certain idea of what it could be, and then, as always in Oroville, we're taken by surprise, and there's something else leading us. It's not really our mental conception of what should be.
So I think it's going to be a great day, great Sunday.
Then also there are going to be some organic produce snacks with a fabulous cook who's very well to do for this.
We've been taken by surprise there too, because quite a few people have come forward or have spontaneously said yes. And when we said, well, you know, I think we could at least pay for the ingredients. And they said, no, this is for the land of Aura. We definitely gift it.
So who's going to be the cooks?
We don't want to give everything away as a present. what we can say is that the vast majority, maybe everything, will be snacks prepared from foods grown on Oroville soil. So that's really special, and I'm sure it will be tasty too.
Okay, see you all on Sunday, starting at
4 p.m.
Until.
Oh yeah, one more thing. We announce 4 to 6 mm-hmm. because we're not planning a party afterwards as such. But there is always need expressed for us as a community to just have quiet time and to sit together in a place. Mm-hmm. To quietly sit and exchange and interact, and that will be possible. So it's not going to be, okay, sorry, 6 o'clock, everybody out now. We have to close the doors. It will be an open invitation for those who feel like to stay on.
We can say from 4 p.m. onward.
The important point is also that several resource persons will be there, and mm-hmm. There will be time to approach them, to discuss in person and small groups. You know, there's often misunderstandings in terms for the land, so this lot of things can get clarified this way, personally.
So there will be opportunity for many things to exchange, to interact, to get some answers maybe, maybe also suggest something, right?
Probably. Definitely.
Yes, there will be a week wall with suggestions of what to do, how to do, and hopefully more volunteers or Orovillians totally involved in the land story.
Yeah. We're very open to suggestions. We hope and invite ideas. And they can be expressed in many ways. I also would like to mention that there will be a couple of art tables where those who feel like, including children, are welcome to be creative.
Cool. Thank you so much for today. See you on Sunday.
Wonderful. Cool.
Tomorrow, 2nd, between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at SIRE meeting room on 2nd floor, the working committee is going to inform the community about the proposal for restructuring of the TDC L'Avenir and propose to hold a general meeting. This one is an opportunity to understand the situation better and to ask questions for clarification. Because the decision needs to be taken by all of us, and so they're asking us to come and get informed. Today at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumie, we can listen to the Hungarian Genius presentation by the Hungarian Pavilion Group of Orville. It will be a night of musical and poetic awakening of a Hungarian soul, with piano concert with pieces from Bartok, Kodi and other players by Pushkar, and recitation of poems by Eddie Kostol, Babits by members of the Hungarian Pavilion Group of Orville. But also tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Rita Martacoli brings to us a jazz ensemble. And that one probably would be the concert of the year. Hopefully not the only one, but definitely very interesting. On Thursday, 4th of February at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, we can listen to singing Hindustani music by Ashwini Bide Despande. And on Thursday at 8 p.m. at Pitango, piano concert by Hartmut von Liers, who is a pianist and composer, writing for theaters and movies, and his music is influenced by Western classical music, jazz, Indian and Spanish styles. On Saturday, 6th at 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to a concert inspired by classical Hindustani music with Natalie and Adam. Adi Shakti and Pro Helvetia Swiss Art Council present Past is Present on Friday 5th and Saturday 6th at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti. On Saturday 6th at 6:30 p.m. at Dreamers Cafe, welcome newcomer potluck is going on, and anyone who is interested in the newcomers, if you are, you want to be, or if you are a villain already, you can join them. Orville Institute of Applied Technology at Irumbai invites us on Saturday, 6th of February, between 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. to the inauguration of the new campus of IAT at Aura Brindavan near Palmyra Cricket Ground, in the presence of Mr. Achim Fabik and General Consul of Federal Republic of Germany. Tomorrow, 2nd of February, Water Festival. It will start and it will be going on until 22nd of March, and Auroville is part of initiative. All for Water for All is organizing the Water Festival in the region known as PAVC, Pondicherry, Auroville, Vilupur and Kadalar, and in the 7 weeks of the festival it will visit seven different sub-regions, Bahur, Kadalar, Pondicherry, Auroville, Villanur, Vanu and Marukan, offering various activities with water as a theme. During the week in Auroville, they want to offer to this celebration of water events of various nature, but with a common theme depicting beauty in water. Interesting can write to Tom at auroville.org. Capoeira Festival, organized by Jinga Saroba with Professor Samuka and his students. It will be happening on Thursday 11th, Friday 12th, Saturday 13th, and Sunday 14th of February. If you haven't registered yet, you need to register. At Savitrik Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen an interview with Aster about her life. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today we can see an Indian drama musical, Amen, made in India 2013 by director Leo Jose Pellicer. Tomorrow they will screen German drama Pope John, made in Germany in 2009 by director Sanke Wortmann. And on Wednesday we will see interesting science fiction documentary Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take, made in USA in 2011 by director Steven Gango. From the words of the Mother, Volume 13, we read, "Do not take my words for a teaching. Always they are force in action, uttered with a definite purpose, and they lose their true power when separate from that purpose." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.